Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mets knocked off the Diamondbacks tonight, 5-4, a 10-inning game here at Citi Field. As we'll get you the highlights, David Peterson starting this one against Zach Gallen. Peterson has had some tough starts, and he's had some really good ones, but tonight would go the wrong way pretty quickly for Peterson tonight, although he did work a scoreless first around a two-out base hit by Christian Walker. Zach Gallen has developed into the ace of the Diamondbacks staff. He walked Michael Conforto with two outs in a scoreless first inning for him. It was in the second, though, and with Gallen at the plate, that this ballgame began to get away from Peterson. Peterson struck out two in the top of the second, but gave up a couple of hits, including a single to Josh Rojas with two outs, and then he walked the opposing pitcher. Zach Gallen was given a free pass to load the bases, and that brought up Tim LaCastro.
And the first pitch. Inside, he hit him. LaCastro hit by the pitch. The Diamondbacks lead 1-0. Looked like it got him on the left shin. And LaCastro immediately fires down his batting gloves and sprints down to first base with a run batted in the hard way, and it's 1-0 Arizona.
So the Diamondbacks get a run as LaCastro was hit by a pitch. He was hit by 22 pitches a couple of years ago, and he was notorious for getting hit by pitches in the minor leagues, and he just kind of stood there and took one off the foot to not get a run as Pavin Smith came home, and it was 1-0 Arizona. The next batter, Carson Kelly, drew a bases-loaded walk, and just like what happened for the Mets yesterday in St. Louis happened against them today as a third straight run came home, forced in with the bases loaded as Christian Walker was at the plate.
3-1 the count. Now the pitch to Walker. He walked him. It's low. Ball four. And it is 3-0 Arizona. The run's coming home on a hit batsman and two bases loaded walks, and that's it.
So a very ugly second inning for David Peterson. Two hits, three walks, a hit batsman, three straight men forced to the plate with a hit batsman and two bases loaded walks. It was 3-0 Arizona. That forced Peterson out of the game as Robert Gsellman entered, and he got Eduardo Escobar to foul out on a pretty nice catch by James McCann near the Arizona on deck circle to end the inning. So Arizona had a 3-0 lead early, their best pitcher on the mound in Zach Gallen, and then in the third, the Diamondbacks would score again. Cabrera with a base hit. Nick Ahmed had a single. Josh Rojas had a base hit. And then Zach Gallen grounded a ball up the middle that Francisco Lindor handled, was falling away from second base as he shoveled it to McNeil, who led off an off-balance throw to first to try to get Gallen for a double play. But Gallen beat it out. He got an RBI to score as Drubal Cabrera. And it was 4-0 at that point in favor of the Diamondbacks. The Mets would finally get one back with two outs in the third. Lindor hit a bouncer to Cabrera at third. Cabrera made a nice backhand scoop and then a long hop throw to first that somehow got by Christian Walker. So it put Lindor at second with Michael Conforto due up. Gallen's pitch. Conforto grounds it up the middle. That's going to get through. A base hit to right center. Lindor rounds third. He heads home. He scores standing up. The Mets are on the board. Michael Conforto with a two-out RBI single. And it's a 4-1 Arizona lead. So the Mets got on the board right there. RBI base hit for Conforto. Scored Lindor. And it was 4-1 Arizona at that point. Still a ways to go for the Mets to come back in this game. But the Mets bullpen did everything that they needed to do to make sure the Mets had a chance to storm back and win. Peterson, with the inning and two-thirds that he lasted, he did end up with three strikeouts, and those are presented by the Global Lyme Alliance, striking out Lyme disease at GLA.org. But it was Robert Gsellman who worked around an error and a walk in the fourth inning, posting up two and a third. We saw the Mets debut of Tommy Hunter tonight. He put up two scoreless innings in this game, despite giving up a couple of base hits. And the Mets were still down 4-1, entering the bottom of the sixth. Zach Gallen walked Pete Alonso to start the inning. Alonso advanced to second when Dominic Smith grounded out, and he was still there with two away as Jonathan Villar came up.
1-2 to Villar. Now the pitch. Lined over second. That'll be a base hit center field. LoCastro plays the hop around third. Alonso. LoCastro's throw comes into second. A big turn by Villar, and he has time to get back because nobody's covering first. But Villar is just standing there for some reason. I guess he wants them to throw the ball, but there's a little showboating there as well. But in any event, it's an RBI single for Jonathan Villar, who does get back to first, and the Diamondbacks' lead is now 4-2.
So Villar comes through again. He gets the run batted in. He's been playing well, as has Kevin Pillar. Those have been two very good veteran additions to the Mets. Supposed to be to the Mets bench, but they've been starting a lot because of the injuries to Brandon Nimmo and to J.D. Davis as well. So it was a 4-2 Arizona lead. Zach Gallen was done after six innings. He walked four. He gave up four hits and two runs. He struck out five. And his job was done, leaving it to an Arizona bullpen that has had issues. An ERA above 5, the fourth highest ERA in the major leagues as a relief staff entering today's play, going up against the Mets bullpen that was once again outstanding. After Hunter, it was Jacob Barnes who worked a scoreless inning, striking out 2, and that gave the game into the bottom of the 7th inning with the Diamondbacks leading 4-2 and their first reliever used. Another former Marlin, it was Caleb Smith, who gave up a league-leading 33 homers in 2019. A leadoff walk didn't help his cause as Tomas Nito started the inning by reaching base, and he was on second with Francisco Lindor at the plate. Runner at second is Nito, the pitch. Lindor hits a high fly ball. That's deep to left. Rojas back near the wall looking up. It's gone! A home run! Francisco Lindor has tied the game. It's a two-run homer. It's a 4-4 tie here in the seventh. Lindor with a two-run shot, his first home run as a Met here at Citi Field. It was from the right side of the plate, his stronger side against the lefty Caleb Smith, and Lindor bouncing that one out to give the Mets a two-run home run to tie the game in the bottom of the seventh. Lindor's biggest hit so far as a Met, and it came just moments after whatever had occurred inside the tunnel between him and Jeff McNeil. As Francisco Lindor was the Mets player to count on tonight. Sponsored by Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside, the flagship Long Island hospital of the Mount Sinai Health System. So it was all tied up. The Mets had in the eighth inning Miguel Castro on the mound. He worked around a leadoff walk and a quick steal by Tim LoCastro. Carson Kelly popped out. Christian Walker grounded out. Castro then struck out Eduardo Escobar as he was able to put up a zero in a big spot in the top of the eighth. The Mets in the bottom of the eighth inning got Jonathan Villar to second base after a single and a steal, but Tomas Nito lined out as Villar was stranded at second base in that spot in the bottom of the eighth inning. So in the ninth, Edwin Diaz came in and he immediately gave up a hit to Asdrubal Cabrera.
As Drubal Cabrera leads off the ninth inning, 4-4. First ball swinging, lines one to right. That's a base hit, and it's headed to the corner. Cabrera, big turnaround first. Conforto up with it. Cabrera on his way to second. The throw is there, and he is out. Michael Conforto throws out as Drubal Cabrera trying to stretch one into two. Tremendous throw by Conforto. One man out in the top of the ninth.
It was really a wonderful throw by Michael Conforto, a one-hopper from the right field corner straight to the second base bag. Lindor dropped the tag down on Cabrera, who was thrown out to start the ninth inning. Certainly a risk, I think, as Drubal Cabrera had to take. It took a perfect play from the Mets, but they made it as Arizona went down scoreless in the ninth inning. Diaz only threw seven pitches, as it turned out, in that ninth inning. He struck out Nick Ahmed, and he kept the game tied going into the bottom of the ninth. Jeff McNeil led off the ninth inning with a bloop base hit, but was thrown out at second when Lindor tried to bunt him over. Then Michael Conforto lined out, and Pete Alonso flied out to end the ninth inning. In the top of the 10th, Aaron Loop had the job of keeping the game tied despite the ghost runner going to second base. Nick Ahmed was awarded second base for having made the last out in the top of the 9th inning, and he was standing there as Loop ran through the Diamondbacks. Josh Rojas struck out, and then it was Josh Van Meter grounding out to third. Tim LoCastro flied to center, and it stayed tied thanks to the work of Loop, who painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams, your neighborhood paint store. So the Mets had a much easier job to win in the bottom of the 10th inning. They had the automatic runner at second. All they needed to do was bring him around to win the game. Dominic Smith was issued an intentional walk to start the inning because of Alonso being at second. The Diamondbacks rather deal with the lower part of the Mets lineup. And then Stefan Crichton got Kevin Pillar to fly out to right, moving Pete Alonso to third. Jonathan Villar was then intentionally walked, loading the bases. So the Mets did virtually nothing to load the bases here. Two intentional walks after the ghost runner and a flyout set it up for Patrick Mazika, the last man on the bench for the Mets tonight, making his second big league at bat. Well, Mazika was up to the task. He fouled a couple of pitches off. He got into a 2-2 count against Stefan Crichton. Tie game in the 10th, 2-2. Swinging a chopper right side of the mound. Coming up with it, Crichton shovels home. He's safe at the plate. Alonso safe. He scores the game-winning run. And Patrick Mazika on an infield hit gets his first major league hit, his first major league RBI, and his first major league pileup near the second base bag as his teammates crowd him and shower him after a 5-4 Mets win. Patrick Mazika. It was actually not a base hit, according to the official scorer, Howie Carpin. Called it a fielder's choice. Fielder really didn't have a choice there. He had to throw it home, and Pete Alonso was able to be safe on that little nubber up the first base side off the bat of Mazika. But it was a hero's opportunity for the 27-year-old Mazika, who was just added to the Major League roster this week. You know, it took a whole bunch of injuries and different situations to come up for Mazika to get a chance, but all he had to do there was put a ball in the play. That's what he did, and he got the game-winning RBI tonight. And